For the second consecutive year, the winner of the Masters Golf Tournament had never won a major title before. This time around, it's Trevor Immelman, a 28-year-old South African. Commentator John Feinstein joins us, as he often does on occasions like this. John, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
I want to go back to early in the back nine yesterday, the final nine holes of the tournament. There was a moment when it looked like it was going to follow the script. You've got Tiger Woods, greatest golfer in the world, hits this huge birdie putt, looks like he's starting to come back. You've never heard of the guy who's the leader. You expect him to collapse, and then none of that script was followed over the succeeding holes.
Yeah, you're right. The turning point to me was when Trevor Immelman was on the 11th green and Tiger Woods was on the 13th green, and the lead at that point was five shots, Steve, but you thought it was going that way. Tiger had a birdie putt. Immelman had 4 feet, and Immelman had a 20-foot par putt. So you expect Tiger to make, Immelman to miss, and now the lead's three, and Immelman's going to get nervous, except Immelman made his putt. Tiger missed his, and that really summed up the day. The lead stayed at five shots at that point, and Immelman was able to hang on for dear life coming down the stretch because his hands were clearly shaking those last few holes.
Although didn't start shaking until that moment when he had the cushion.
Exactly. I mean, when he got to 16, I think he thought he had it won, and he started to do what many athletes do in that situation. He couldn't stay in the present. He started picturing himself with the trophy, wearing the green jacket, and that's when he hit that terrible shot into the water that led to the double bogey, and then he did hang on the last two holes.
Tiger Woods cannot be happy finishing second at the Masters.
Tiger Woods is never happy when he doesn't finish first. He might as well finish last, as far as he's concerned. He never really got it going all week, Steve. Again, when Tiger doesn't play well, it usually comes because his driver goes wayward on him. He starts hitting it left and right, and he doesn't make every putt he looks at. He putts like a normal human being. He didn't putt horribly, but he putted like a mortal, not like Tiger Woods. And that was the reason why he could never make that big run that we always expect of him.
Ended up with an even par 72 on the final day. Although I should mention, John, I'm looking here at the rundown of scores for the final day, and
yeah,
only seeing a handful of players, greatest players in the world, only a handful getting under par on the final day at the Masters.
Yeah, there were only four players in the field who were under par yesterday. It was a windy day. Wind is the toughest thing on golfers. But the other important thing here, Steve, is the men who run the Masters have made this golf course much, much tougher in the last 5 years. I think, personally, they've gone too far. The Masters plays more like the U.S. Open now, with a lot of high scores. Although Immelman was 8 under par, the first 3 days the weather was so benign you almost had to have some low scoring. And the Masters is supposed to be the Masters, and the Open's supposed to be the Open. The Masters is supposed to have roars for birdies. Yesterday, there were very few roars.
Can I just ask, because Tiger Woods hasn't won this the last couple of years, has the tougher golf course become a golf course that is less suited to Tiger Woods' game?
Well, I'm not, you know, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. The extra length is certainly suited to Tiger Woods' game because he's still one of the longest hitters in the game. But I think what has happened is the greens have always been tough at Augusta National, and now people are hitting longer shots, all of them, including Tiger. So there's less margin for error off the tee. If you miss the fairway, as Tiger did often this week and again last year, you're not going to have that many birdie opportunities, and that affected Tiger.
Okay. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Comments this morning from John Feinstein, author of Tales from Q School.